Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast calling for sunny skies with a high today around 68. The full forecast details on the way. It has been 175 years since the founding of what was Racine Threshing Machine Works in the year 1842 by a man whose name is synonymous with Racine, Wisconsin, Jerome Increase Case. That milestone celebrated at the Mount Pleasant Tractor Plant by company officials, employees, local dignitaries, and special guest, House Speaker Paul Ryan. And there was a local celebration in terms of the family connected to the event. Caleb Jerome Case, the great-grandson of the great man himself who lives in Marinette, made a return appearance. K.J. Case had been at the Mount Pleasant site 6 years ago, along with five other relatives, for a personal tour of the facility. He told stories that gave audience members a sense of who J.I. Case really was. Speaker Ryan talking about the Case name being recognized all over the world and how so many families supporting jobs have been connected to this firm for decades. Amendments to the zoning ordinance approved by the Kenosha City Council last night will allow the location of tattoo businesses in more areas of the city, not just uptown or downtown. Alderman Jan Makowski said the ordinance change not the result of any single request.
We don't necessarily think it's a good idea to have a concentration of tattoo parlors in one small area. On the other hand, in the years since we've had these establishments, I have had zero complaints about the existing tattoo parlors.
The sponsor of the ordinance was Alderman John Fox. So the request from a prospective business owner did get the process moving.
Then I started looking into the ordinance where the only place a tattoo establishment can open is in uptown and downtown areas. And I truly don't feel that that's proper. This is not being created just for one individual.
The ordinance would still require 1,000 feet between such businesses. The vote to approve was 14-3. The council also unanimously approving changes to the city's sex offender residency ordinance. City officials began to look at the ordinance after lawsuits were filed against the city and Pleasant Prairie challenging their legality. There's a fairly new nonprofit in Racine called Helmets to Heal. It was started last year by former Horlick High School assistant football coach Kyle Oppenheimer. His efforts geared at reducing the risk of concussions in football. To that end, SC Johnson made a $7,500 donation. It led to 26 energy-absorbing football helmets to Racine Youth Sports and the purchase of what are called King Devic tests. It's a sideline concussion screening protocol for children as young as 5 years old. The helmets not only redistribute impact, they also have more ventilation holes, and there's an electronic sensor that sends a signal to the coaches on the sideline. Should a player take an especially hard hit, it tells the coaches that player should be checked out. The Burlington Common Council tonight considers an ordinance that amends park regulations and prohibits the abandonment of any boat or watercraft with city property. At a recent Committee of the Whole discussion, Public Works Director Jim Burglis showed the alderman pictures of boats that he said created a mess on the waterfront.
If a boat has no registration on it, I don't know if there's a title tag we can look at and trace it back, but if it has a registration, we can find out the owners. No, they're welcome to come there and fish and bring their boats, but we want them to take them home.
New Alderman Susan Cott noted that the boats left at the waterfront, something that goes back to the old days, even included her father.
This is what they always did, because this was just a park over here with a pond, and they just go fishing. They drag the boat up, and then they walk away. This has been going on forever, so this is going to be hard to change. But if you're going to have them get out by a certain date, you're going to have to post something on that post and endorse it.
Racine Unified asked by officials in the village of Wind Point do something about the former elementary school that has been sitting vacant since last used as a temporary home to Mitchell Elementary School students that after a fire at their Drexel Avenue site in 2014, Wind Point Elementary itself having been closed the year before. Village officials who would prefer the building to be torn down have voiced the concerns of residents regarding the care of the property or lack of it, which led to a recent meeting that included school board president Bob Whitkey. In a statement, Unified Communications Director Stacy Tapp says the district is working on a plan that considers the cost of environmental abatement and demolition of that building, as well as a selling price of the property to get a clear picture of the impact on our facility's budget. It goes on to say that options will be given to the board when all the information is available. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee recommending the Common Council tonight approve almost $100,000 to renovate the original bathrooms at Festival Hall. Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag explained there was an addition for lighting that raised the cost, but it should be done, the work that is, at the same time as the other work.
Alternate bid number one was to replace the lighting in the bathroom. Again, it's the old fluorescent bulbs that are in there. A lot of them are failed. We put that in as an alternate bid, and the funding does exist to replace it. I guess now is a better time to do it while it's under construction than to come back next year and replace them after it's constructed. So that was the bulk of the change.
Alderman Sandy Widener and Committee Chairman Terry McCarthy, in referencing the City Hall bathroom renovation cost controversy, raised curiosity for the newer panel members on what has to be done.
Any new granite going in there?
No.
It'll be marble, actually.
It's
like
new
City
partition
Hall.
Walls, new countertops, new floor. The walls get painted. The ceiling getting painted as well, which is why the lighting as well would be replaced.
The contract for renovating the Festival Hall bathrooms recommended to Absolute Construction. Also to be approved tonight, the city contract for local streets and alley paving recommended to Cornerstone Pavers and their lowest responsible bid price of just over $477,000. The opening of tonight's Sturtevant Village Board meeting at 6 o'clock to include the swearing-in of a new officer and her partner. K-9 Rhea is celebrating a first birthday, according to the police department's K-9 Facebook page. It includes pictures of the German Shepherd, even a prom picture, in front of the K-9 unit vehicle. Officer Tanya Purdy has teamed up with Rhea, who made an appearance at the board meeting back in January. Rhea is trained for patrol and narcotics detection. She came to Sturtevant's police force from Patriot K-9 Services, operated by Racine Police Officer and K-9 Handler Steve Beal. Minnesota, the healthiest state in America for senior citizens. Wisconsin shows up number 17. That according to a new national survey by MedicareSupplement.com. It looked at states in the criteria, such things as health care, population, environmental factors. Michigan, 10th overall. Illinois was 38th. Two Kenosha brothers accused of threatening to blow up a tavern. Kevin and Gregory Talley, each charged with making a terrorist threat, disorderly conduct, obstructing, and resisting police. Authorities say the two were at a gathering over the weekend above the bar when the woman who manages the business told them that they had to leave. Police indicate that the two confronted the woman, told her they were going to blow the place up. They were arrested. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.